This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My topic today for the khutbah is a very important topic, and it's one that I've been reflecting upon during the week. It's the topic of amana, of responsibility. This responsibility is something serious in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's something very serious in the sight of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Inna aradna al-amanata 'ala as-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal fa'abayna an yahmilnaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insan innahu kana zaluman jahula." We offered the amana. We offered responsibility. And we're going to talk about what this amana is in a moment, but to begin with, Allah Azza wa Jal offered amana to the heavens and the earth and the mountains. فَأَبَيْنَ إِنْ يَحْمِلْنَهَا. They declined it. They said to Allah, "Oh Allah, we do not want this amana. Relieve us from this amana." وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا. And they were terrified of it. They were scared of it. وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. And mankind came along and took on this amana for themselves. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Mankind was in a state of extreme oppression and a state of extreme ignorance. Look at how great responsibility is in Islam, that Allah offered it to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, and the mountains which carry the earth, the mountains which Allah made pegs that hold the earth. They could not take the weight of this amana. The heavens, which are stronger than us, which are more weighty than us, which are ashaddu khalqan, which are more powerful in how Allah created them. The one that Allah Azza wa Jal created with power and strength, the heavens could not carry this amana. The earth, which we walk upon and we build tall buildings upon, and we put all of this weight upon it and it holds this weight, wallah, it could not carry this amana. And yet along came al-insan al-da'if, the weak man, and he took this amana on his shoulders. This amana is a serious thing. And generally, when we're going to talk about responsibility, the first responsibility is the responsibility of Islam. And that's why many of the scholars of tafsir, they came to this ayah and they said, the amana is the amana of Islam, the amana of the sharia, the amana of obeying the laws of Allah, the amana of transmitting and conveying Islam to the people. The amana of Islam is not a light thing. Allah Azza wa Jal said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْفُوا بِالْعُقُودِ. O you who believe, fulfill your trusts, fulfill your agreements, fulfill your promises and your responsibilities. It's not a light thing. Allah Azza wa Jal said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Allah commands you, Allah commands you that everything that you are responsible for, you deliver that responsibility to the person who entrusted you with it. How great is the amana of Islam? How serious is it, the burden that Allah Azza wa Jal offered to the heavens and the earth and they declined it, and to the mountains and they declined it, and mankind took it on in a state of ignorance, in a state of oppression. Mankind took on this responsibility. The greatest responsibility you have is your responsibility to Allah. Your responsibility to follow the laws of Islam. All of you want Jannah. All of you claim that I crave for Jannah and I hope for Jannah and I want Jannah. But Jannah comes with a price tag. Jannah is not free. Jannah comes with a price tag, and the price tag of Jannah is this amana that is put upon you. So Islam is a wonderful thing. And it's a wonderful thing that Allah Azza wa Jal made it easy for you. But you have to take it seriously. Because if you let this amana go, it is not a small responsibility, it's a huge responsibility. It's a huge mithaq, agreement, an oath, a promise you made to Allah that, oh Allah, I will take this religion of Islam and I will implement this religion of Islam and I will follow this religion and I will convey this religion and I will ask you for Jannah and seek refuge with you from the fire. That is a huge promise you made to Allah. That's a huge agreement that you made between you and Allah. Now you have to fulfill that and you have to take it seriously. Allah Azza wa Jal told us about the believers, about the people of Iman, about the people of success. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Those people who they take their amana seriously. They are observing it. They're looking after it. They're taking care of it. They're fulfilling it. They're taking their responsibility seriously. And they're taking their promise to Allah seriously. There is a hadith, and this hadith is from the ahadith that scare a person. It's from the ahadith that make a person. And this narration is something that Allah Azza wa Jal yukhawifu bihi ibadah. He makes his servant scared by it. And it is an athar from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And it's narrated in Musnad Imam Ahmad. And Al-Bayhaqi narrated it, and this is the wording of Al-Bayhaqi, that Ibn Mas'ud, and he narrated it from his speech. But what is apparent from this is that this is mimma la yuqalu bil-ra'i. It's what no one says from their own opinion. This is a serious thing that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he transmitted. He said, radiyallahu an, al-qatlu fi sabilillah يُكَفِّرُ الذُّنُوبَ كُلَّهَا إِلَّا الْأَمَانَةِ. He said, being killed for the sake of Allah wipes out every sin except amana. Except the trusts you have been given, the responsibilities you've been given. Akhwan, we thought it is. Didn't we have it that being killed for the sake of Allah, that's it, you have nothing to fear. إِلَّا الْأَمَانَةِ. But you have to still fear the trusts you were given, the responsibilities you were given, the things that were placed in your hand and told, look after it and take care of it. You have to fear this. Al-qatlu fi sabilillah yukaffiru dhunuba kullaha illa al-amana. He said, being killed for the sake of Allah wipes out every sin, but it doesn't wipe out the sin of the responsibility that you were given. ثم قال يؤتى بالعبد يوم القيامة وإن قتل في سبيل الله فيقال أدي أمانتك فيقول أي رب كيف وقد ذهبت الدنيا. A man will be brought on the day of judgment, even though he was killed for the sake of Allah, shaheed, and it is accepted by Allah, shaheed. Shaheed. He was killed for the sake of Allah, shaheed. And it will be said to him, fulfill your amana. Give your amana back. He will say, my Lord, how can I return this amana when the dunya has gone? وَقَدْ ذَهَبَتِ الدُّنْيَا. The dunya has gone. How will I give this amana back? How will I render this trust? How will I give it to the one who entrusted it me? The dunya has gone. How can I give it back? فَيُقَالْ إِنْطَلِقُوا بِهِ إِلَى الْهَاوِيَةِ. It will be said to him, go to the fire of Jahannam. Take him to the fire of Jahannam. فَيُنْطَلَقُوا بِهِ إِلَى الْهَاوِيَةِ. So he will be taken to the fire of Jahannam. وتمثل له أمانته كهيئتها يوم دفعت إليه. And his amana will come to him in the way that it was on the day that he was given it. فيراها فيعرفها. He will see it and he will confess, yes, this is the amana I was given. فيهوي في أثرها في أثرها حتى يدركها فيحملها على منكبي. Then he will fall down into the fire of Jahannam after it until he finally reaches it, and he will put this amana on his shoulders. حتى إذا نظر ظن أنه خارج. When he thinks he's about to escape from Jahannam with this amana on his shoulders, زلت عن منكبي, it will fall from his shoulders. فهو يهوي في أثرها أبد الآبدين. Then he will fall down into Jahannam, the furthest of the furthest that you can go, the longest of the longest that you can go. This is a man, قُتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, he was killed for the sake of Allah. And it is said to him, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, fulfill the trust you were given. You were given this amana. This is your amana. It was placed in your hands. And you let it go. How can he fulfill this amana when the dunya has gone? There is nobody left to give the amana back to. So he will follow it into Jahannam. And he will follow it into Jahannam and carry it on his shoulders. And every time he thinks that he goes out, it falls from his shoulders and he falls into Jahannam again until he falls the furthest that a person can fall. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an, he said, As-salatu amana, your prayer is an amana. Wal-wudu'u amana, and your wudu is an amana. Wal-waznu amana, and when you weigh things out for people in your shop, this is an amana. Wal-kaylu amana, and when you pack things into bags and you sell it as a bag or a box or a volume, it's amana. Wa-ashya addaha, and then he mentioned other things. وَأَشَدُّ ذَٰلِكَ الْوَدَاعِ, and the biggest of them and the greatest of them are the things that are left in your care. Like when someone says, look after this for me, I'm leaving it in your care, look after it for me until I return, or look after it for me until such and such a time. Look at this athar of Ibn Mas'ud, look at the seriousness of what is mentioned here, the seriousness of the amana, that even being killed for the sake of Allah will not save you from losing these amanat. So you have to take it extremely seriously, and we all have to first of all look at the amanat that we have. We have to be aware of them and conscious of them, and we have to strive to fulfill them, and we have to ask Allah for His tawfiq and His success and His help in fulfilling these amanat before we're asked to fulfill them on a day where we cannot do so. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, as we mentioned in the first khutbah, and we remind everyone that this is an online khutbah, we're delivering this khutbah from the masjid with just the minimum that is required to deliver it. There is no public attendance for this khutbah, and there is no way to pray the Salatul Jumu'ah behind us. But this khutbah is just in order to benefit the people at a time when the UK is in a national lockdown and they are not allowing the Jumu'ah to take place. So we do whatever we can to fulfill the responsibility that Allah has given to us, and we do whatever we can to convey the message to the people, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless us with beneficial knowledge and the ability to act upon it. My brothers and sisters, we're talking about amana. We talked about how serious responsibility is in Islam. And we said that the first thing a person has to do is be aware of the responsibilities that you have. And wallah, it's not a bad thing. if you were to sit and you were to write down your areas of responsibility. What are you responsible for? You will find in there you are responsible to Allah for the religion of Islam. As-salatu amana, wal-wudu'u amana. As Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, prayer is an amana, wudu is an amana. You're responsible in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal for your salah, for your wudu, for the religion of Islam. Da'wah, conveying Islam to people, is an amana. Spreading the message of Islam, each person according to their ability and their knowledge and their, what they have with them, is an amana. Then you ask yourself, what other amanat do I have? And you see that your family are an amana. Your wife is an amana. Your children are an amana. For the lady, she has the amana of her children, the amana of her husband. If she's not married, she has the amana of her parents. And likewise, even if she is. The children, they have the amana of their parents. This is amana. Write it down. This is your amana. This is your responsibility. This is what Allah has put in your hands and told you, look after it. Take care of it. Now ask yourself, what other amanat do I have? And when you turn around, you will see maybe you have amanat at work. And many of us, wallahi, we lose the amanat at work. We don't do our job properly. We don't take care of our time properly. We don't do what we were told properly. That's an amanat that's been placed in your hands. Look at your other amanat. Look at the amana of your kids. How many of us, wallah, we let this amana go? The amana of your kids. Allah placed those children in your hands and said, take care of them. Are you going to be one of those people who are following that this amana into Jahannam Yawm Al-Qiyamah? Because you didn't fulfill it, you didn't let it go. And we know that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told us about that there is no person who Allah Azza wa Jal gives ra'iyah, responsibility over. Yamutu yawma yamut. He dies on the day that he dies, and he's betraying his ghash, he's betraying his responsibility. He's betraying the people who are under him. Illa haram Allahu alayhi al-jannah. Except that Allah makes Jannah haram for him. You have your children underneath you. You have your spouse underneath you. For the brothers towards their wives, they have their wives in their responsibility. Are you going to be one of those people who dies and then comes Yawm Al-Qiyamah and you betrayed that amana in the sight of Allah? Then not even Al-Qatl fi sabilillah is going to save you. Not even being killed for the sake of Allah will save you from that. So look at your amana. Think about your amanat. Look at other things. People have given you money. People have given you money. Told you to look after it. People have asked you to take care of something, given you a responsibility, told you to look after it. These are your amanat. Wallahi, I don't stand in front of you to say that I am doing this the way that it should be done. But we remind ourselves, we remind other people that we have to make this effort now. Because Yawm Al-Qiyamah, what are you going to do if someone turns to you and says, Addi amanatak? If Allah Azza wa Jal says to you, Addi amanatak, go and perform your amana now. Go and do it now. كيف وقد ذهبت الدنيا? How are you going to do that when the dunya left you? So you have to take it very seriously and take the responsibility of Islam seriously. And that means you have to learn your religion. How can you fulfill your amana if you don't know your deen aslan? You don't know your religion. How are you going to fulfill your amana? So I want to deliver this message to everyone, to myself. We want to ask Allah Azza wa Jalla al-Hayy al-Qayyum. We want to ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Alladhi la ilaha illa hu, the one that there is no God worthy of worship but Him. We want to ask Allah by His greatest name, the name that if He is asked by it, He gives, and that if He is made dua by it, He answers. To make us from those people who fulfill the amanat, and to make us from those people who take our responsibility seriously, to make us from those people who enter Al Jannah, Jannat Al Firdaus Al A'la. بغير حساب ولا عذاب, without any punishment or any account. And we cannot do this without the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah is the one that we have put our trust in to help us to do this. And He is the only one who is able to help us. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُوا رَعَاكُمُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ كَمَا أَمَرَكُمْ بِذَلِكَ رَبُّكُمْ فَقَالَ قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أسرفنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها سرها وعلانيتها اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظهيرا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Inshallah, the brothers who are helping with the recording will perform the salah. As for the people at home, they will perform salat al-dhuhr as there is no facility for Jumu'ah at the moment according to the lockdown which is in place in England.